Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Okay, check it out. Some of the bigger storytelling podcasts cost upwards of $100,000 a year to support. You know the ones I mean. They pepper their podcasts with advertising and glitzy production. Tell Us Something has no advertising. Their production is minimal by design. The focus is on the stories and the storytellers. I'm asking for your support to make Tell Us Something sustainable. Tell Us Something is a full-time job for me. That makes me a full-time volunteer. To date, the money that has come in through ticket sales and sponsorship dollars has helped to fund the Tell Us Something that you have come to love. And this is not enough to reach sustainability. Tell Us Something is a labor of love. There are many expenses involved in holding storytelling workshops, running live shows, producing the podcast, and maintaining a vibrant web presence. If listening to the stories you hear at Tell Us Something events and on the podcast makes your life better, if these are the stories that you think about, tell your friends about, or are inspired by, if you know one of the storytellers, if you are one of the storytellers, please support amazing storytelling on May 3rd during the 24-hour online giving event, Give Local Missoula County. You know Tell Us Something is special. Mark your calendar for May 3rd, the online day of giving. Give Local Missoula County is a 24-hour online giving event where we are all philanthropists. Anyone anywhere in the world can give. You don't have to live in Missoula to help. If the stories of Tell Us Something resonate with you, please support us on May 3rd. These stories are your stories. They are the stories of your neighbors and friends. You are Tell Us Something. Please support us on May 3rd. You can learn more at tellussomething.org. Thanks. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Susan Hansen and is titled Paradox, Paradox, or Serendipity in a Construction Zone. Thank you for listening.
Some of the best times of my life have been when I spent time as a non-traditional student at Montana Tech. I had no idea that I was a nerd. I loved learning. And this school opened up just a whole new world for me. I loved meeting the professors who were so passionate about their work. There were actually two professors married to each other who stood out to me. They did a lot of civic work. They were active with Big Brothers and Sisters. On a few days of the year, they would put on a chemistry show for middle schoolers to entice them to become scientists in chemistry like they were. And, you know, I love a clever license plate. Whenever I drove over by the chemistry department, I would see their two little twin cars, and the license plates each said Paradox. Well, as much as I loved Montana Tech, I did not want to continue to have to drive by the house where my former fiancé's truck was parked at his new fiancé's house. I told everybody that I was going to Missoula because I wanted to study psychology, and I did want to study psychology, but I needed a change of scenery really bad. So Missoula, here I come, and it was a town of peace and love. I knew that because there was a peace sign up on the hill. Well, those professors at Montana Tech that I like so well with the clever license plate, I did know a little bit about their research. Their research involved a drug called Taxol. They were having a lot of problems getting their drug accepted by the medical community as a treatment for breast cancer. Pretty soon, I found myself with some lumps on the side here. And I didn't think about it too often, except in the bathtub, and then the rest of the day I'd forget about it. But one day, it was October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I was driving past my doctor's office, and on the radio it said, "Breast Cancer Awareness Month, get yourself checked," and I did. Well, I just knew that eventually, after appointment, that one of those doctors was going to say, "Oh no, it's nothing." I was prepared for that. I was not prepared for the day when they said, "Yes, you've got it." And I had to have surgery. Surgery is kind of a nice word for saying mastectomy, and mastectomy is a nice word for saying they're going to cut me. They did. 3 weeks after that, I got to start chemotherapy. One of the chemotherapy drugs was called Taxol. So I thought about those two professors, Don and Andrea Sturley, every once in a while in kind of a passing way. Well, I thought about them a lot when I looked in the mirror and I didn't have any hair. I did 8 rounds of chemotherapy, then I did radiation, and I did reconstruction. This is plastic. The miracles of modern medicine, they're amazing. And so many of us who are afflicted with cancer go on to live long, long, long lives. I'm one such lucky person. That's been 11 and a half years since I had that surgery. I went back to work. I went to work for Corporation Fuck You. I got to work on the phones. "Thank you for calling Corporation Fuck You. My name is Susan. How are you today?" That job was killing me. I survived cancer to work this job. Every day I complained to my brother. I said, "They did this and they did that and it's awful. I just can't stand it any longer." He said, "Well, why don't you go to work on road construction? You can work in the same environment where I work." Me? Really? Road construction? Yes, you can be a flagger. You go downtown to the Union Hall, sign up, they'll train you. They did. They trained me very well. They called me a traffic control technician. Very powerful. And they told me that my job was safety, and the first person that I had to keep safe was myself. It's the same as the old story about being on an airplane with the oxygen mask, and you need to put your own oxygen on first. And so I had to keep myself safe first, too. I had to keep the people who were driving through road construction safe, and I needed to be aware of the safety of others working on there. It was a different world. I loved it. It was awful. It was hot. I stood on my feet sometimes 13 hours a day, and you're not allowed to sit because it psychologically takes your attention away from your job of keeping everyone safe. So I stood with my sign and my hard hat and my boots. You know, on the first day, I arrived on the construction site, and I tried to act like I knew what I was doing. But I had shiny boots and a shiny new road construction hat. And on my radio, there was a little button that said M-O-N. Over the radio, I said, "Now, tomorrow's Tuesday. Will I get a new radio or a new button?" And they loved that. They knew I was a rookie right away. I made friends with every car that I stopped. Well, with every person who was driving the car. And I told them that they needed to drive 25 miles per hour. They needed to follow closely. And then I would get to talk to them, and I got to hear so many stories. If you think you get to hear stories here, well, I got to hear stories all day long. It was the best job for me. Well, one day, I got to see lots of clever license plates, by the way. One day, there was a license plate that drove up, and it said DNA. I wonder what that stands for. Well, I told the occupants of the car the whole spiel about how fast they could drive. And they seemed like they were having fun. And pretty soon, I looked really close at their faces, and I said, "Are you two professors at Montana Tech?" They said, "Well, yes, we are. Did you used to take some of our classes? Have you been our student?" "No, I've never been your student, but I certainly did use your drug Taxol. I know that you were having a lot of trouble having that accepted by the medical community, and you must have been successful because here I am to prove that that's a great drug." It was the most wonderful reunion that I think that I have ever had in my life. Pretty soon, it was time for them to drive off with the pilot car. And I was so sad to see them go. Don stuck his head out the window, and he said, "Thank you." And I said, "No, thank you." Nobody ever told me that I would be able to say thank you to the scientists who developed the drug that saved my life. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Susan Hansen is proud to be the seventh and final daughter of the daughter of the daughter of the, you get it, to have lived in Virginia City, Montana. She loves creating art in many mediums, especially watercolors and stained glass. When she's not doing these things, she's likely listening to a story or telling a story at Toastmasters or in the private home of an elderly person.